Hello, my name is Eric, and this is the craziness that lives inside my head. I've been asking myself this question for a while now. It's about my experiences in life, my sexual experiences in life. And what I've noticed, what I have experienced, married men gives the best head. Wow. I've been thinking about this for a long time. And I don't know who to talk about it to or who to explain, have a conversation about this because most of my friends are in New York and I'm here in the country all by myself. And I'm like, why is it that married men gives the best head? Now, not all married men. Well, most married men, I mean, they don't do that. But the ones that do, they do it very well. They do it better than gay men. And I've been speculating. I said, well, you usually when a married man, especially when on those date sites, they always say, well, the wife is not interested in having sex anymore. And then, okay. And then they want to give you head. And you say, well, okay, you figure he's been married to a woman all this time. And find out that he gives the best head that a gay man can give. So I'm thinking to myself, well, it's so good. He must have been doing this all the time he was married. So when did his wife stop having sex with him? There's a 75-year-old man who gave the best head, married four times, said that he came out when his 40s. So I guess he's been doing, if he's 75, I guess he was doing it for 30 years. I guess that's a good time, But again, he's been married four times. So there's another married man who, that's all he talks about, That's all he chats about. That's all he emails about. That's all he texts about. Giving me head. It's pretty good. I like it. But he's married. And for what I'm suspecting, he's still having sex with her. So my question to these married men who gives such good head. Why do you get married? I mean, I hate to say this, but if you like dick so much, why didn't you, And they all have their little answers, The most answers I've heard, the two most popular answers I get is one, they wanted kids. Okay, I get that. You want children, so you have to get married and have children. The other one is especially with the older ones, they talk about, well, I got married in the 50s and the 60s and back then you had to get married, you had to keep your sexuality a secret and all this in the closet. And I said, okay, all right, I'll go along with that. But here's the interesting one. What about the 25 and 26-year-olds? This is 2020. What's their excuse? I haven't gotten one yet. I mean, they're pretty damn good at it. One is married, one is engaged to get married. And I'm like, wow. And then I speculate they're probably in the closet. Most likely, I'm quite sure they are in the closet. But like, it's interesting. This is 2020. And maybe society hasn't really evolved enough to accept that kind of behavior, I guess. The 75-year-old guy who's been married four times told me a story how he had a gay guy, and he was, and the way he talks about this gay guy that he was dating was phenomenal. He said that at the time, his fourth wife, they were working together. He had no interest, sexual interest in her. She was his best friend. But the gay guy he spent most of his time with wanted to get married. And he said he didn't want to marry a man. He wants to marry a woman. That's what he told the gay guy. And the gay guy dropped him. And he married his best buddy, the female. But he claims that she allows him to have sexual relationships with men. And he claims the reason for this is she had a hysterectomy, so she's not interested in sex, but it's okay for him. As long as she doesn't, as long as he doesn't do it in the house, whatever, you don't bring your shit home. I don't know. I guess he's not the only one now. Even with the young ones, I'm hearing stories, this is what they tell me, these young married men, that their wives know. Oh, my wife know. She let me go out and do my thing, as long as I don't bring it home. Interesting. Interesting. The other thing I find very interesting, and I asked a couple of young people that I work with, young people, I'm talking about these are straight people, these are women now, talk about open relationships. Who ever heard of a gay marriage? I mean, of a straight marriage and an open relationship? That's something I heard about gay guys was talking about back in the 70s and 80s, open relationships. Now you got straight people talking about open relationships, and I'm like, wow. Wow. So when you think of when you put that together, you'd be like, okay. I guess that's why a married man can give the best head, because he's out there giving head all over the place and still married, and his wife allowed him to do that. Interesting. I'm gonna tell you something that's really interesting that I'm gonna bring up. Gay men who gives the worst head. A couple of gay guys I fooled around with don't know how to do it. These are old guys. These are supposedly guys who's been doing it. They're in their 50s and 60s. They've been doing it since they were teenagers, but yet they can't do it. And I'm like, wow, what, Gay as men who can't give good head is like, it's one thing to be a straight man. Straight married man to give good head is another thing to be gay and can't give good head. I mean, I let me get back to the topic. Married men who gives good head. I had one married guy, gave me phenomenal head, maybe come 3 times. Then he wanted me to give him head, and I didn't want to. I wasn't in the mood to. He didn't turn me on that way. I mean, just because he gives me good head, that doesn't mean I want to give it back, And he got furious. He says, "I need you to give me a blow job because I don't want to be a cocksucker." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? You just suck my dick. You are a cocksucker." I don't, I mean, what goes on in people's heads is really strange. Really strange. What goes on people's head is really strange. I told a girl at work, she's an elder woman, she's in her 50s, and we talked about it, and I mentioned to her how all these married men who gives me such a great head always said that their wives are not interested in having sex with them anymore. I mean, one guy, I mean, God, I mean, I can't, I've been down here 10 years, and it was 5 years, 10 years ago, he said his wife hadn't given him sex 5 years, so now it's 10, so that's 15 years. He hasn't had, supposedly haven't had sex with his wife. Oh, he gets good head too. So anyway, this woman, she's in her 50s, she said, "You can't believe what married man said." She said to me, she probably don't want to have sex with him for other reasons, I'm gonna tell you something. I've been with some married men, and their sex is so horrible. I'd be like, I know why your wife don't want to have sex with you. You're horrible. I mean, especially the ones in their 60s. I'm like, you're in your 60s and you don't know how to fuck. I mean, anyway, that is what's on my mind today. Married men. So I'm gonna tell you something. I know back in the 70s they called themselves straight men. I had straight men who's you get them high and they give you good sex, good head. But married men, who've been married for years, gives better head than some gay guys who's been doing it since their teens. Makes you wonder. Now I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm generalizing now because I haven't had sex with every married man on the planet, and I haven't had sex with every gay man on the planet. But I'm just saying, in my experience, this is what I experienced, and this is what I've been thinking about in my head. Married men gives better head than gay men. Wow. Who would have thought? This is Eric, and thank you for listening to the craziness that's in my head.